Saga Egmont presents Braver by Deborah Jenkins. Read by Claire Corbett. To Steve, whose kindness makes people braver. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. Mark Twain. Church House, Belvedere Place, London SE1 8XX. Tuesday, the 27th of March, 2018. Dear Reverend Jowett, it is with considerable regret that I write to advise you that an accusation has been made against you. Due to the serious nature of the complaint and pending a full investigation, I must inform you that you will be suspended with immediate effect. If there is evidence of any criminal activity, we will of course be obliged to notify the police. During the suspension period, you may remain at the manse in Broomhill, but you must not exercise any of your ministerial responsibilities, pastoral or otherwise, and must have no unsupervised contact with persons under 18 years of age or those considered vulnerable. We understand how upsetting this situation must be and would like to offer you a short course of counselling support. While this is not mandatory, we would strongly advise you to take full advantage of this opportunity. Our records show that most people feel they benefited from the course and found it to be a positive experience at a difficult time. This letter will be delivered to you by your area minister, the Reverend Mark Stratton, and he will be happy to answer any queries you may have. However, although he can, in broad terms, outline the situation to you, he is not at liberty to divulge the exact details of the complaint until a full investigation has been launched. This is to protect possible victims while the details of the case are being investigated. We hope you understand. We would like to assure you of our prayers at this distressing time and remain available should you have any questions. Every blessing. Peter Jenkins, National Ministry Team Leader. Chapter 1. Monday, the 26th of March, 2018. Hazel. There's a curious symmetry to the rhythm of suburban mornings. Birds, the smell of bins, Bruno and his dog Trevor from number 10 shuffling along the pavement. Surely their names should be the other way round. And always, in the background, the irregular pulse of trains, carrying hopefuls to the city, to sit under fluorescent lights, making money to buy dreams. Hazel thinks all this while she waits at the railway crossing for the red and white arms to rise and point out the sky, as if to remind her there is more. The back of the waiting train is so close, she could reach out and touch it. It is early, and the 6:21 from Oldbridge is swallowing only a few businessmen, mainly women in sensible shoes, cleaners, and men in overalls. Hazel breathes in the March morning with its smell of tarmac and cherry blossom. She wishes she could stand here forever with her thoughts, instead of facing the day. The doors of the waiting train hum and close as the line of carriages jerks to life. Once it is passed, the crossing arms wobble to life and begin to rise. The people either side of Hazel, young mum with baby, man in yellow tabard, duck under the rising barriers and make their way across the railway line. The woman's ponytail has an efficient swing to chime with her stride. Hazel hesitates, looks both ways, makes sure the train is moving away from her, then counts the steps she takes to reach the other side. It should be 10. She's obliged to make an extra large one to avoid it being 11. With careful steps, she walks along the side of Waitrose and waits on the curb for a good time to cross. This can be tricky, as it's better if there are distant cars or no cars on both sides to give a sense of balance. It can be busier at 6:30 in the morning than you'd think. Today, there is nothing in sight, and Hazel crosses, taking care to step over the white line in the middle so that her feet land with equidistant thuds on the other side.